Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Well, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, you know how we do. We're giving you all a celebrity dish only the way that we can. Now, we got to check in with the crew out in L.A. Heidi, Frank, Chewy, what's poppin'?
What's
hey, everybody?
Up,
baby? What's up, Craig? Craig?
All right, now, Portia's out celebrating Taco Tuesday somewhere, but don't worry. We got you covered. Now, later, Chrissy Teigen is in hot water yet again, but this time it's not her fault. Andrew Freund chopped it up with Jason Momoa and the cast of the new Apple TV Plus show, C, and we're going to have that for you later, but first, check this out.
One of my hosts on the show is a hip-hop artist, Debrat. She's a monumental Jason Momoa fan.
I love Debrat. Holy yeah, right on.
So, can you just say hi to her because...
Hi, Debrat.
She's gonna lose her right now, so you're hearing this.
Mwah. 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 Mwah.
Oh my God, no disrespect to Lisa Bonet and her family, but wow. Oh my God, he is so gorgeous. Not like to be a white man, like he is so like barbaric looking. Like he has a strong, like oh
me.
My God, he is no not like you. But he is so sexy. He is just gorgeous. He is just a gorgeous example of a beautiful man. Like, he's just, yeah. Oh, my God. He's, girl, Lisa Bonet, girl, you did it with that. And
somebody
y'all are the cutest couple.
Yeah,
really. I think him and his wife are the cutest couple. They have the cutest family.
Yeah.
When I've seen him in interviews and stuff, he's real, you know, active with the kids and stuff. I think he's great. Oh, my God.
He is a wonderful guy.
And he said he know me. Oh, my goodness. He said he love me.
Yeah, you like the big guys. You like the big, beefy guys, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a thick girl. Oh my God, thank you so much, Andrew. I owe you one. Lunch, dinner, whatever, honey. We gotta go out on the town, honey. Oh my God. Now, I like him better than The Rock. I do. Jason Momoa is just sexy. I don't know if it's the beard and the hair and he's like Jesus-like. Hey, glory. He's like Jesus or something.
He just
anoints my soul. I'm telling you. He's the most gorgeous white man I've ever seen in my life.
All right, I'll be number two.
Better than Brad Pitt, better than all
the people. He's not white, though.
He's like Simone.
Whatever he is. Well, he ain't black, damn it.
Okay.
All right, Brad, we're going to take a little break from all the gushing and talk about Caitlyn Carter. Now, you might remember Caitlyn is the ex-wife of Brody Jenner and the ex-girlfriend of Miley Cyrus. Well, she just wrote an essay for Elle.com. It's kind of like what I did over the summer for like the modern times.
I know what you did last summer.
Ooh. Now, she doesn't mention Miley or Brody by name, but I think it's pretty clear who she's talking about. So this is what she writes. This past July, I went on vacation with a female friend. The next thing I knew, I was in love with her. Reflecting back on our 3-year friendship, I realized I'd always been drawn to her in a way I wasn't with other friends. But until that trip, it had never crossed my mind to think of her in a romantic sense. Never mentions Miley, but obviously we all know that's who she, you know,
yeah, she was
talking
about.
She
was going deep sea fishing all summer long, well, homegirl. Yeah, like we know.
I think it's because it's Miley Cyrus. I mean, if
everybody's sexually attracted.
I mean, as far as just being a friend, you're attracted to her because, you know, you're at that level, you have that it factor. And I think that translates over to just personal relationships where it's like, you are
charisma.
Magnetic. You have all this going. It's like, wow, I'm really attracted to you.
Right.
I didn't realize I was sexual.
Right.
But then when Miley Cyrus hits on you for the first time and you're not really thinking you're a lesbian, you take that.
And then you got nothing holding you back.
I wasn't, but maybe.
You know, I wasn't a lesbian, but, you know.
But it's weird, too. Like, when you have that, like, connection with somebody, it doesn't make any sense. sense. Like, there was a guy in high school who was atrocious. He was hideous. But he had some weird quality. I made out with him a lot. But I could never show you a picture because you'd be like, what? But he was, magnetic.
It was just a charisma about him.
His teeth were gnarly.
Like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
What did he look like if you had to compare this guy in high school to a celebrity? Willem Dafoe?
No, who's the guy? Who's the guy from Boardwalk Empire?
Steve Buscemi?
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Those Slim Pickens in Indiana, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh. It had, I don't know what it was.
All right, y'all. Liam Payne from One Direction recently got drunk and raunchy. The singer is featured in a new Hugo Boss underwear campaign with Victoria's Secret model Stella Maxwell. And in an interview with GQ Hype, he described how the photo shoot happened and how he felt afterwards. He said, it got very raunchy very quickly. I hadn't been properly warned about the amount of nudity photographers Mert and Marcus do in their work. There was a lot of tequila involved for this shoot, and there was a real hollow moment afterwards where I was sitting outside smoking a cigarette thinking, I have basically just shot softcore porn.
I mean, you're doing an underwear ad. It's not for Fruit of the Loom.
Especially with tequila.
It was Fruit of the Loom, it'd be me. Like, me and Frank on the bed together.
I didn't realize how much nudity was going to be, but you look like that showing up. Right. He didn't eat for 3 weeks.
In this room would go, I didn't know. Maybe that makes sense.
Oh, seriously. I better leave my shirt on for this underwear ad.
Can we do that? The t-shirt and underwear combo campaign?
Right. They're gorgeous.
Play a little onesie.
Spanx under the underwear? Can I do that?
Jeez. Why is he wearing the underwear over his jeans?
Right. But they look great together, y'all.
They do.
That's
picture
sexy
perfect.
As hell, y'all.
Yes, picture perfect. Mm. Ooh, mm-hmm. Lord, Jason Momoa, Jesus.
So if Jason Momoa wanted to do an underwear ad with you, Brett, would you do it?
She's out.
Taking off all my clothes right now.
She flung her whole jacket off.
Dang. She wants to run that video back.
Please, can y'all send me a copy of that?
What does one have to do to prepare to get ready for an underwear ad like that? Not eat, not drink water for me.
Tequila.
All right, y'all, we got to double pump it because we got a double smash. That looks like John Wick has a new chick. Yep. Keanu Reeves has a new bae, and he was spotted out with this artist by the name of Alexandra Grant. The pair stepped out holding hands at the Art and Film Gallery recently, and according to reports, the couple have been in business together for some time. This is kind of a big deal, because if you know Keanu Reeves, he don't like touching people in public, and he's actually holding this girl's hand in this one picture.
I didn't expect this. I expected somebody...
A model or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Like Keanu...
Younger model, because he's in his 50s. I thought maybe younger.
Is he in his 50s?
He's 55.
He's 55, she's 46.
She ain't 46.
Maybe she's stressed out.
It's the gray hair.
And as long as he's happy, that's all that matters. Whatever she looks like, she's beautiful to him, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
As long as she doesn't run over his dog, she's fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't do that. Oh, my God.
Time for the second smash alert. Now, Emma Watson, she is booed up. Now, during a recent interview with British Vogue, she discussed the pressures of turning 30. And she said that she called herself self-partnered rather than being single.
That means Hermione's been riding that broomstick a little too much.
Whoa.
Oh, Frank.
Now, she said, it took me a long time, but I'm very happy being single. I call it being self-partnered.
Her wand came with batteries.
Masturbatus Patronum.
Oh, my God.
What's not working?
But it does put, a cool fly spin on, the whole single aspect. Instead of being a janitor, you could say, hey, I'm over the garbage administration. It's just a fly way of...
It sounds way better. Being self-partnered means you're actually choosing yourself because you're such a great catch, as opposed to, I'm working on myself, which means you're a work in project. I'm just going to work on myself for a while. No, I'm self-partnered with myself. I'm awesome.
I've committed to myself.
Yeah.
I'm married to me.
But you're working on yourself? That means you got issues. Right. Which makes you more attractive to me, of course.
Yeah,
but...
right. Frank, you need to work on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
he's self-partnered right now. Why'd you tell him to do that?
Oh, my God, Frank.
Get your head out of your pocket.
He just finished. He just finished. He just passed. There we go.
I'm making a protein shake.
All right, y'all. Up next, Chrissy Teigen is in the headlines once again. But is it really Chrissy's fault? We'll have more details after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, ladies, let's get a little personal. Most of us wear a bra for at least 5 hours a day, right? So why not wear one that's comfortable? Third Love is my go-to bra, especially when I'm on the road because I'm an in-between size. And before, it was hard to find the perfect fit. But Third Love has over 80 sizes, including their signature half-cup sizes. That's one of the largest ranges in the country. These are hands down the most comfortable bras you'll ever own. Third Love's team of experts, fit stylists, are dedicated to helping you and are available every day via text, chat, or phone. There's a reason over 14 million women have taken the quiz to date. There's a perfect bra for everyone. They're giving you 60 days to try one, and if you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Why not support a business that helps others in need, right? Right now, they're offering our viewers 15% off of their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/dish now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off today.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this. Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, y'all, it looks like Chrissy Teigen is in the middle of some again.
Wow.
But this time, y'all, it wasn't her fault. A recent Daily Mail article was published about the firing of McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook over a recent scandal. And here's what the headline said. McDonald's fired its British CEO Steve Easterbrook from his $16 million job a year after a consensual affair with an employee that violated company policy. And get this, y'all. They included a photo of the departing CEO alongside Chrissy Teigen, suggesting that they had some kind of romance. OMG. Well, Chrissy responded to the article on Twitter, and she said, whoa, why am I in this headline photo, LMAO?
It seems like a double whammy because I don't think Chrissy Teigen ever worked at McDonald's.
You're right.
And I think she really likes John Legend.
Me too. I think she's married to him. They got a kid or something like
they got
that, right?
Two.
Yeah.
But that is crazy. $16 million and you slept with an employee. You lose that kind of money.
And, like, what kind of employee is this? Is this somebody who actually works at the McDonald's restaurant?
That's what I was wondering.
Or is this somebody in corporate? Because if you blew $16 million over a chick flipping fries,
oh, well, that's
what you earned that L.
How y'all say? That's the ones who got the fire? The flippers, the hamburger flippers?
She literally got the fire. Because he wasn't giving her no money or something. Mm-hmm. Something happened.
Well, it seems like the homie Omarion just can't catch a break. Now, first, his B2K homie Lil Fizz began a relationship with the mother of his kids, April Jones. And now the word is that another B2K band member, Jay Boog, is accused of smashing his mom's.
Wait, excuse me, what?
Uh-huh. It's a maternal smash.
Jay Boog is accused of smashing Fizz's mom?
That is very
Omarion's mom.
Jay Boog?
Yeah.
When this happened? Now, when did... Come on, now.
It's hard to say. So, reportedly doing a live taping for the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood reunion show.
Ooh.
Things got a little crazy on stage between Lil Fizz and his child's mother, and Jay Boog was apparently trying to break up the fight. So, somehow, they end up getting exposed for sleeping with Omarion's mom.
Oh, wow.
Now, these little boys...
No, but they grown now.
They pay taxes.
Yeah, they grown now.
But you know, sometimes like when you find an older woman attractive, she may get older along with you, but she's still fine in your eyes. Like I used to go to school with this kid named Quincy, and his mom was fine when I was a kid. And if I find her on Facebook, it's a wrap.
Oh. That's just a mess, child. I mean, we gotta pray for this child.
Now, Gary, your mom is single. Like, what if Frank hit that?
Yeah, not my thing.
if Frank hooked up with your mom's.
My thing is if the person have money. Now, they have
money,
they could do whatever they want, but I'm gonna turn my head to it.
So if he got money, he could go ahead and do it. I'm a plan. It's not happening.
So he could smash your mom if he got money.
Well, yeah, if he got money. But if you broke, honey, no, ma'am. Who want to...
What if she happy with the person that smashed it and ain't got no money?
Well, that's her. If she happy, I wouldn't be happy. So he needs to have unlimited coins. And honey, then, you know, we could deal with the public humiliation. But
you can't buy love, Gary.
Oh, well, girl, honey, you just have to wait.
Okay, y'all. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
You need some cool, affordable AirBuds that's going to blow your mind? Then you will love these mini AirBuds. They are so lightweight and comfortable, you'll barely even notice they're in your ears. And I love that they pair together for true wireless stereo sound with absolutely no wires.
Now, Brad, I could use these. Tell me more.
Well, Headcrack, these are not Apple AirPods, but appear similar and sound just as great for a fraction of the price. Plus, it includes a pocketable carrying case that can charge your AirBuds up to 4 times when not in use.
These are dope, and they match me outfit.
Ooh, Lord, so how much are they, Brad, honey? Because maybe I'll buy a pair, honey. I mean, flip your head, Craig.
Well, usually the AirBud Mini True Wireless Earbuds with charging case has been seen as high as $130. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, our guy Andrew Freund sat down with Jason Momoa and the rest of the cast of the new Apple Plus TV show. See? So come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, the big homie Andrew Freund recently sat down with, oh Lord, my favorite, Jason Momoa and the rest of the cast of the new Apple TV Plus show, C. Check it out.
Centuries from now, almost all humans have lost the ability to see. Some say sight was taken from them by God to heal the earth. For the few who remain, vision is only a myth.
Okay, now I know you guys prepped, you know, for months, prepping to play people without sight, but I want to know, in that process, did any of your other senses heighten? Because they say when you maybe lose one, you can hear better, you can do... What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, like, in terms of the exercises and sort of how you start to think differently about the world, and, you know, even when you spend time with sleep shades for hours on end, you have to figure other things out. You have to listen more, you have to echolocate, to know where you're going. You start to know everyone's smell in the cast and the stuff like that, you know?
She's still here, so it's not that bad.
No, this is true.
We all did that training together for about 4 weeks, and then we continued it as we were shooting. And not just the principal actors, but what we would call background. They became essential tribe members.
That was one of the things that was a highlight for me, reading it, is that when you remove that, if I'm going to be playing this warrior who does all these things, yet he doesn't have sight, you couldn't shut down those other senses, so you'd have to be ultra and everything, yeah. And that is like an ultimate warrior.
Do you feel like in your past lives you were a warrior, like way back when?
Oh, buddy, I was lopping heads on battlefields for many, many lifetimes.
Many lives.
Right?
Many lifetimes. I'm the residue of many, many lifetimes.
Ah, the residue.
Beautiful.
Okay. It is the apocalypse right now. Hitting the fan.
Yeah.
You guys have to pick 3 celebrities that are going to help you navigate through the apocalypse. I'll start with you.
Oh my God.
Christian.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Yeah, Alfre Woodard.
Oh yeah.
And okay. Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Strong answer. Strong answer.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
And then we've got to have someone just for the bangs. Someone's got to, like,
Jennifer Lawrence. She could give us a laugh for sure.
Maybe not.
Who else?
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig!
That would be a great one.
I was going to say Will Smith.
Oh,
I'll give you 4. You know what, hell, I'll give you 5.
Hey, right?
Thanks,
we'll take
Andrew.
2 to 5
of
that.
Okay. I would want a celebrity to help me rebuild the world.
Tell me what we can expect from C. We're going to sit down, we're going to watch, we're going to put popcorn. Take me through the experience.
You're going to have your popcorn, you have to set it down because we're going to give birth. Okay. Yeah. And then we're going to go do a big battle scene.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to cross a bridge. But you can't see. So
are we gonna make it over or not?
Or not.
Mm-hmm. I think you're gonna have all the popcorn ready, all the drinks and everything, and then you're gonna start eating, and then you're just be like.
Then put it back down.
And then you won't eat anything for the rest of the show.
Done. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
yo. granny panties, honey, are large and in charge, baby. Ooh. Believe it or not, they are making a comeback.
Oh, they're making a comeback.
Don't ask Brett.
Yes, honey. Now, owner of Alisa's Vintage Lingerie, honey, in New York City, say, honey, young women have been running, honey, to her store to buy retro-style panties because no matter what size you are, they make you feel beautiful, honey. It is nice granny panties, and they're back in style, and I hear, honey, they're comfortable. So, Brett, what kind of drawers do you wear?
Not granny panties.
You don't wear granny panties?
I like cotton bikinis most of the time.
Cotton?
Yeah, cotton. Because if you talk, to your gynecologist, which you have one as well, they'll tell you
cotton
is better for your private area.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I like silk because I love the beads that wove in the nice panties under the wear and a good thong.
I'm sure you do.
Like, some chicks' butts are so big that they'll turn regular panties into granny panties. Like, they'll just, like,
maximize things. This is true. This is true.
I like when they're accidental granny panties, not, like, you know, like, for real granny panties.
Seamless bikinis work well for me. Like, I like bikinis, preferably cotton, and you know.
Yeah, you wear bikinis?
I do.
Oh.
Is that okay with you?
No, I mean, because you have your butt is a little just larger.
Oh, my God, my butt is not that big, Gary.
But it's bigger than mine.
Anybody butt is bigger than yours.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.